This is Fresh Air. Last year, women artists took 7 out of 10 spots on rock critic Ken Tucker's top 10 album list. This year, women took over completely, filling all 10 slots. Ken says that from rap to rock to singer-songwriter pop, 2019 was a bountiful year for all kinds of music. Here's a song from one of the artists on his list, Lizzo, who was just nominated for 8 Grammys.
Feelings, yo. Once upon a time, I was a hoe. I don't even want a hoe no more. Got you something from the liquor store. Little bit of Lizzo and some mo. Trying to open up a little mo. Sorry if my heart a little slow.
When I started drawing up my 2019 best list, it was quickly apparent that the first 3 entries would be in very close competition. I love Lizzo's album 'Cause I Love You for its soul ballads and hip-hop funk. I admire Billie Eilish's When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go for its artful intimacy. And I continue to be nourished by Lana Del Rey's Norman Effing Rockwell for its long, languid songs about the ways that men intrigue, please, and disappoint her. In the end, Del Rey's cinematic compositions pushed her collection just slightly ahead of the others to take the number 1 slot.
I miss Long Beach and I miss you, babe. I miss dancing with you the most of all. I miss the bar where the Beach Boys would go. Dennis's last stop before Kokomo. Those nights were on fire, we couldn't get higher. We didn't know that we had it all. But nobody wants you before the fall. And I wasted. Don't leave, I just need a wake up call.
Other artists on my best list are adored within their genres, but are perhaps less well known to a wider listenership. Megan Thee Stallion's debut album, Fever, collected her witty, profane thoughts. Carly Rae Jepsen's Dedicated offered a whole new set of dance pop confections. And I was completely won over by the album full of tough-minded songs written and performed by Carsey Blanton on Buck Up, which I have no doubt is the most underrated album of this year.
I was once an American kid, growing up on hollowed ground. Rode to the river on a pretty red horse in a pretty little country town. But I grew up fast and I cast my vote for the president. And I had my doubts, but I still had hope. Until I read the finer print. Don't look now, but it won't be long. They're gonna wonder what we did. And we'll have to admit that we done them wrong. God help the American kid. Oh, God help the American kid.
Of course, men made great music as well, frequently in the form of a different measurement of artistic achievement, the hit single. Does anyone doubt, for example, that the song of the year is Lil Nas X's Old Town Road? It's the song that defined the year for its massive, genre-crossing popularity and sheer catchiness. And if I had to narrow it down to one favorite song in 2019, it was probably this one, 21 Savage's musical list of trials and tribulations called A Lot.
How much money you got? Scrut up. How much money you got?
A lot.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done died?
left you out to rot.
A lot.
How many pray that you flock?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done die?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Around with these thighs. Every day that I'm alive, I'm a ride with this.
In the end, I narrowed it down to these 10 albums. Number 1, Lana Del Rey's Norman Effing Rockwell. 2, Lizzo, 'Cause I Love You. 3, Billie Eilish, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? 4, Carsey Blanton's Buck Up. 5, Megan Thee Stallion, Fever. 6, Carly Rae Jepsen, Dedicated. 7, Maren Morris's Girl. 8, Beyoncé, Homecoming, the live album. Sharon Van Etten's Remind Me Tomorrow is number 9, and 10 is Jenny Lewis's On the Line. It was also a very strong year for women writing music books. A fine new biography of Janis Joplin by Holly George Warren, Deborah Harry's eccentric autobiography, Karen Tongson's critical study titled Why Karen Carpenter Matters, and the best rock memoir I read all year, Amy Rigby's Girl to City. Yes, as far as I was concerned, it was the year of the woman, and it was exhilarating. My best to you for this holiday season.
Ken Tucker is Fresh Air's rock critic,